LNE Volume 3, a video by the great Franklin Carbonati, spanning Rome, Milan, London, New York, Paris, Barcelona, Montreal, and Toronto, featuring Rebo, Volvo, Snens, MTNW, Anger, Talker, Xavier, BO South, Lure, Rehab, Time, Zonic, XSM, Kemto, Salon, TD, Emno, Fayer, Toser, Nove, Stays, Villo, OSF, Waste, Soul, Zano, Guko, and What. The full video is now available on our Patreon. Enjoy, peace, love, and respect.
Yeah, or it's a sickness, probably. I don't know. It's like a compulsion, addiction, a sickness, and it's passion. It's, I guess that, yeah, it's just that. The only thing with me is, like, I don't want to be, like, sound like a bitch, but it's like, I don't, like, the whole jail incarceration thing, I don't get it. Like, why me? Why me all the time? But I know they don't look at me as me now. They look at me as the kid that I was then, because they bring up this name that I'm labeled with, and I fucking hate it. You know what I mean? It's like, I hate that. It's like, yo, people don't understand. They bring it up, and I was telling the cop the last time, like, you know, they'd be like saying, I was like, yo, dude, you're like in a professional, you're an adult. Don't say that. That's like, that's not real. That person you're talking about is not real. It's like Bigfoot or, you know, God, you know, like that, the Easter Bunny. It's, that's what I compare it to. It's like $1 million event. It's not a real person. It never existed, you know? It doesn't exist. It's not there, you know? So, but they do that because it's, you know, it's like a fucking, you know, it's just, it's like a, they got to name something and give it a fucking fucked up name. So that's what they do, and it's just kind of a joke. But I'm just like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, what is it with, like, because if you send me to jail again, well, it's not going to do anything. It's going to make me worse. I'm going to come out more fucked up in the head than I was all the times. You know, because you don't, like, you don't come out okay. You come out fucked up. You're paranoid and shit. Like, you're never the same, you know. It's like, you don't have nothing to happen to you. It's just everything that happens around you affects you later on. Like, you know, because it's just, it doesn't affect you then because you're immune to it. But, you know, it's just hard to explain. But, and that's what, they understand, so that's not going to do anything, you know. It's just going to make it worse. It's just, yeah, okay, I'm going to be off the street, but okay, I'll be back out, you know, in a short period of time. But I don't know, I'm just too old to want to do that shit anymore, you know.
What was going through your mind when you first got apprehended and it seemed like you were facing jail time, to when you were, you know, on the bus going up north and it's just you facing that alone?
Well,
what was going through your mind?
Oh, well, the first time, I got probation. They were trying to give me jail time when I was like 17. It was a little ridiculous. It was the first time I got arrested. I was like, what you consider, you know, adult, 16, go through central booking. So everything before that was my parents would pick me up or something, you know. So I really didn't understand it. And then I got probation, which they was a trap, really. They knew I was going to get rearrested. You know, they knew that. So they said, let's keep him on probation and give him community service. He's too young and he's too deep into this that, you know, he's just going to keep doing it, which I did. So I got arrested like a year or so later, and then they got to me with a felony, and then they indicted me. So I don't know none of that shit, what that means. We'll go to court, my brother's, and then I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And then we leave court, my brother's, I'm like, what? He's like, what does that mean? He's like, you know, it means you're going to prison, you know? I was like, no, what do you mean, like jail? He's like, no, prison, years. They're giving you years now. Like, it's like, what do you mean years? That's crazy. That's the stupidest thing I've heard. He's like, yeah, they give you 1 to 3 years. That's 3 fucking years, no matter what. In the end, it's 3 years. You know, you got to deal with, you know, inside or out. So I still didn't know. And I was going to court every month. And then eventually I understood, but I just had to take it. And then I went to court. I got sentenced. And I went. And then honestly, being in prison, it's like, I felt like I was on the moon. Like, it was just didn't make any sense to me. I was like lost, you know. It really was like the craziest shit. It just, from one day to the next, you still can't, like, wait, am I really, what am I doing here? And it's like, you know, like, and you with people at first, you with everybody at first, you know, when you go through the fucking reception jail, and shit, which was a maximum security one. So it's like, you got people for hundreds of years, literally, like, they're fucking never going to come out. So it's kind of like, what is this? You know, I don't understand, it makes no sense. Even my counselor, when I got to my main facility, was, you know, she called me and two other dudes that came in that she had to see and she didn't meet yet. So she seen me and she said, oh, you first, I want to talk to you. I was like in the office and she's like, all right, tell me what you really did. Like, come on, do you like cars on fire and a party, you know, broke the windows? I'm going to, you know, like a used car lot or a car lot. I'm I'm like, nah, I wish I did, but I didn't, you know? And she's like, it's really what it says. I'm like, yeah, it really is. I'm like, and she got really angry, you know, because she sees all the time all these, you know, even though this time it's a white kid, but usually it's a Puerto Rican or a black kid that could have been done something to else to them, but they've sent them to prison. Because she knows what's going to happen. Like, you're not going to come out of this okay, because this jail is, they're fucking crazy, and they're all young, you know what I'm saying? So they don't know how to act. They've not acted before. They didn't learn how to act yet. They're not going to learn, you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, so she was really upset with that, you know, because she, and it, you know, it's kind of, she's like living in reality, and like everyone else, you know, threw me up, you know, up there, and it's like, they don't, so it's like, I still don't understand it, you know. I understand that I don't want to go there, but, you know, but that's, other than that, I don't understand it. It's just like, it's hard to explain when you can't, like, understand it yourself, you know. You just, like, wake up, do whatever you can, keep yourself busy, go to sleep, wake up. And that's all I did, you know. Other people just, like, laying around, like, fucking bum, I don't know how to do it, you know, like, vegetables and shit. I can't, I don't, you know, it's, I think that's a little harder. Time just stops, you know.
This was a segment from Dessa MTA's interview. The full episode is available on our Patreon. We have episodes from graffiti writers Dessa, Mike Iraq, Bat, Ola, Cash 4, Host 18, XSM, Les YKK, Wayne COD, Dual RIS, and Sake. Members also gain access to Z and I speaking on a range of topics from martial arts, conversations with our close friends, graffiti, mental health, and the world as a whole. Members can message us anything they wish to speak on or suggestions for upcoming episodes, and can opt to join our product tier, where we send out products like silver mops, sticker packs, photo books, prints, and zines to our members every month. Infinite thank you to everybody who supports the show in any way.